We're holding the Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Ramah says it's also for a person to walk and take big steps on Shabbos. The standard shear of how long a person's step should be is an amah, which the Brewer explains because the assumption is that the average person, his foot is a half amah long. Let's say an amah is anywhere between 18 and 24 inches. That means the average person's foot is between 9 and 12 inches long. And the assumption is also that when you're taking steps, so between your 2 feet is a foot length. So that's how big a step a person should take on Shabbos. If a person's a bigger person, his feet are bigger, his steps are bigger, so following that proportionately. Unless the Ramah says that there's a reason why he needs to take bigger steps, like we'll soon see more cases, that's okay. Sif Beis, young people who enjoy jumping around and running around, that's mutter, because that's their running Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains mutter chetchila, that's what they enjoy doing, so that's their running Shabbos. Similarly, the Mechaber says it's somebody who's running to see something that's very exciting for him to see, so that's their running Shabbos, and that's allowed. The Ramah says his mutter latayel to take walks on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains even if he's doing it for health purposes, there's no problem with shechikas ha'amonim of Issur Refu on Shabbos because no one can tell that he's doing it for medical purposes. It looks like he just wants to take a walk. As opposed to run, the person's running for therapeutic and medical purposes, that'll be also gzeru at shechikas ha'amonim unless somebody has a reason why in Hilchos Refu b'Shabbos he's exempt from that Issur. Mishnah Berurah says there are those machmir even taking walks for medical purposes, but it doesn't sound like that's the main sheet of Mishnah Berurah that's yesh machmir. He brings down the standard psak is that's mutter. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says somebody's going somewhere and he passes like a ditch where there's water, a small creek. He's allowed to skip over it or jump over it, even if it's very wide, and he has to skip or jump. It's allowed because the alternative would be to walk all the way around it, and being Marbe Hiloch is also not so great on Shabbos. The person has to walk all the way around to be extra Tirich on Shabbos. He'd rather jump over it than have to take a long walk around it. If he can't jump over it, then he should take a long walk around it, because to walk through it and to get wet, his clothing got wet, that's a isser, because he might come to schita, he might come to schita on his clothing. So that's the worst. That he cannot do. So if Dalit, someone's going to Dvar Mitzvah, for example, to greet his Rebbe, Berlocha is Narichos, if there's any person to greet his Rebbe every Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, might depend how far from him the Rebbe lives or how close, this person's going to greet his Rebbe on the standard Shabbos, or anybody's bigger than him in Chochma, or anybody wants to learn from, that's a Dvar Mitzvah, and he's allowed to go through the water. As long as he makes a shinoi, for example, he sticks his hand out of the edge of his cholok, of his beged. Obviously, today's clothing is different, but the point is to make some sort of a shinoi in the way he goes as a reminder that he should not come to schita. There's a Ramah and a Mishnah Berurah that discuss a shiloh if somebody cannot jump over the water. It's a question of going all the way around it or walking through it and getting wet and having to be careful with schita. So usually we said that you have to walk around it. You cannot go through the water because a chashash might come to schita. Here for Dvar Mitzvah, there's a head to walk through it as long as you make a shinei, and we hope that you won't come to schita. So now which is better, to go all the way around and do extra tirich on Shabbos or to walk through the water and have to be careful, you know, to be nizer not to come to schita? So that's machlokes discussed over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Another question is, we have over here that's considered Dvar Mitzvah, someone's going to greet their Rebbe. What about Rebbe's going to his Talmud? That the Mishnah Berurah brings from Achrayim, that's not considered Dvar Mitzvah. The Talmud should go to the Rebbe. The Rebbe going to the Talmud is not considered going for Dvar Mitzvah. He should be allowed to go through the water. Unless there's a Shiloh, what if the Rebbe needs a Talmud for certain things? The Talmud's sharper, or he has other Shmuelas here from other Gedalei Torah. So then, some say it's considered Dvar Mitzvah, the Rebbe can go through the water for agreeing the Talmud to go to the Talmud to hear from him, and some say not. If the Rebbe has a specific Shiloh in learning that Taka wants to discuss with his Talmud right now, that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Pashto says, it's for sure called Dvar Mitzvah, and the Rebbe could go through the water and just be careful from Schita in order to speak and learn in this Talmud. Also, Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that a man and lady are the same, the Gabi Mitzvah being Makawa Pnei Rabbi, especially because Mishnah Berurah says from the Gemara, it's also Makawa Pnei Aviv to greet one's parents. So a lady has also the same as a man. However, a married lady, Mishnah Berurah says, only if her husband lets. If it's not, but the Rishus of her husband, then she does not have a Mitzvah to greet her parents, and not her Rebbe if she has one. Sif Hei, somebody's going to the Dvar Mitzvah, is allowed to go through the water, both on the way to the Dvar Mitzvah and on the way back. Because if we don't let them go through the water on the way back, we're afraid they're not going to go for the Dvar Mitzvah al Chatchilo, because they can get stuck there, they won't be able to get back. So therefore, the same way they can go through the water to the Dvar Mitzvah on the way back, they also could go through the water, and they'll be careful not to schita the Mekashino like we discussed before. Sif Vav, the Mechaber discussed, somebody's going to check out and to watch over a field where he has his pears, he has his fruit that shouldn't get stolen or anything like that. There also, he's allowed to go through the water to get there. However, on the way back, he cannot go through the water. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that watching over one's money to make sure that one's stuff should be protected, that's also some sort of Dvar Mitzvah on some level. Or in Sha'ar Tzion, he brings some Rishonim say that for half some moment, they weren't going to Shem Shechita. So it's also a hetter for the person to go through the water. However, for the way back, there's no reason to be matter it. Because what are you afraid? Then the future will be afraid to go watch his Paris because he won't be able to get back. So it's his choice. Let him not go watch his Paris. It's not something to worry about. Probably go anyway because he cares about his money, his property. If he won't, he won't. Just has to be careful to do the shinui when he goes to the water on the way there, like we discussed before by the Dvar Mitzvah.